I'm joined by Jonathan Worth, who's based in Warwickshire but is an internationally renowned photographer, having taken photographs of all sorts of people: Jude Law, Heath Ledger, Richard Branson, Alicia Keys, the Dalai Lama, which was a close call, I seem to remember. But you're now looking for people for a new exhibition. Tell us what.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking for the families of servicemen and women that are currently working away.
Mm.
So that's the girlfriends, the brothers, the sisters, the fathers of soldiers that are currently serving in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Why? Because some people say, well, wouldn't you want to take pictures of those who are serving?
Because my interest are the people that support those people, the people that don't actually sign up for the commitment, but nevertheless provide the really important support structure. The people that don't want medals, frankly, but do everything else to support the people that do.
Mm. What's prompted you to do this?
I think just generally, I met a friend of mine. Her boyfriend, now husband, is serving away, and she's over here, and she moved over to the UK to marry this guy, and she's very much on her own, and I sort of saw in her the commitment that she'd made to her partner, but the support that she then drew on from the people that were around her, and this is on base, so they're soldiers' families, but nevertheless it occurred to me that those people have mums and dads that perhaps didn't marry someone that was already in the forces, but nevertheless
that's
have to live with that.
How it's come about. And of course in Warwickshire we have a strong soldier base, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Of course, particularly with North Warwickshire and the Warwickshire Regiment and so on. So you're looking for these people to come forward who have relatives who are serving and are away. And I suppose it's very difficult to understand, if you've not been put in that position, just what it is that they're contending with on a daily basis. So is that what you're hoping to capture with the photographs?
Absolutely, yes. And I started making portraits of people, and the stories that they came out with I realised very quickly that, in fact, it was really important to get the stories in there as well.
Mm.
And so I've started doing interviews with the people as well. And so hopefully that's gonna appear, because the little things that they talked about, one can sympathise with the people, but there's no way you can empathise with them.
Mm.
And so, for instance, just day-to-day things that don't affect me but did affect them. The very fact that any conversation was always broken by the news, which was on constantly. Any mention of Iraq or Afghanistan, an entire room would go silent without everyone having to say anything, whilst they waited to hear if there's any news.
Mm.
And then conversations would sort of resume straight afterwards.
And of course we've known only too well in this area of tragedy, with those losing their lives serving in the forces. And as you say, we can sympathise, but it'd be so difficult to empathise if we haven't been through it ourselves.
No, exactly. And I think all we can do is sort of pay homage to that. And
so for those listening who or know somebody who are serving in the forces, it's those who are keeping the coal fires burning, as they used to say back in the Second World War, that you'd like to photograph. And this will form an exhibition that will be shown in both London and Coventry and online. And they also will get photographs themselves.
Absolutely, yes. They'll get copies of any prints that are made, and any prints that are made on the day, I'm happy to sort of share with people. Because I'm hoping that the exhibition, I'll be able to pass ownership of the exhibition over to the subjects. And it'll also be published as a book as well, which the subjects will get.
All right. How can people get in touch, Jonathan?
They can get in touch via my website, or if they phone in here to you,
yeah,
then perhaps you could pass those details on. But it's jonathanworth.com,
yeah,
and all the information's there.
So you're working on that project, and who is also on your books at the moment to be photographed? I just noticed I've got Alicia Keys coming up in just a moment. Then I looked at the list and thought, oh, you photographed her as well.
She was lovely, yeah, but she did make me wait 4 hours.
Oh, well, come on, you know, this is showbiz and diva time.
But it was going dark. In the picture that you see, she had to sit still for 2 seconds while that exposure was made, because it was so dark outside. But,
really?
But she was lovely. On my horizon, I'm also looking for young Olympians. That's what I'm looking for, a long-term project. People that are now sort of aiming for 2012 London.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to follow a number of people there. I'm following Jessica Ennis. I've been following her for a while.
Mm.
But I'm looking to follow some more sort of young hopefuls.
All right. If you want to learn more, take a look at Jonathan's website. It's fascinating as well, with some of the photography. JonathanWorth.com. Thank you very much indeed for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Annie.